Welcome to Break the Stereo here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5. My name is Cass Rhapsody. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys here in the studio. What a beautiful day outside. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Kootenai Co-op Radio. Heard at 93.5 FM in Nelson, 96.5 FM Crawford Bay, 101.5 Slocan Valley, Castlegar, and 107.5 in New Denver, as well as on the internet at kootenaicooperadio.com. Also, check out Break the Stereo on SVP Radio on Wednesday evenings. Check out svpradio.com. Such an honor to be down here at the station on the air. It's really a privilege to have an alternative media radio source here in the Kootenais for us to have a voice and play some music. So I really appreciate this opportunity to be here right now. Thanks to all members who've made this moment possible, and especially thanks to all the volunteers who put in a lot of effort to have the station up and running. Break Stereo is an expression of breakbeat, funk, soul, and rare groove music, heard Saturdays from 4 to 6 o'clock. This is an album that actually was just given to me. And I've been a fan of Bob James for quite a while now, so it was fun to hear this album. This is his take on Farindol, which is a classical music song written by Bizet. And it was adapted here by Bob James, notably also on the album Idris Muhammad, excellent musician as well. So let's check it out. Idris on drums. And, Tom Brown's on this album too. And a lot of other great, talented musicians. So let's play some music. This is Farindol, Bob James, here on Break Stereo. Thank you.
What's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, 'cause I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. But you're the capital city.
Hey,
get down. Feel my breath. All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres in a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on you, moving in around you. God bless CC and his yellow suburbs.
Thank you.
Oh!
was Honeycomb with One Monkey, Don't Stop No Show. We also heard I Wouldn't Change a Thing. Love that one. Coke Escovedo. I Wouldn't Change a Thing. Great track there. Inell Young. The Next Ball. We heard a newer group called Oneself. I think they're off the True Thoughts label, with Cupid Smiling, The Smile. We heard Wally Asp with Funky Pusher, The Gators with Gator Bait, The Fatback Band with Put the Funk on You, Parliament with Chocolate City, and Bob James with Farindol. You're tuned in to Cootie Co-op Radio online at cootiecoopradio.com. This is Gene Knight with Call Me Your Fool If You Want To. And then I'd like to play some Dr. John after this.
Midnight creeping, gon' find her. I'm gone.
shovel many miles of gravel. Gonna find my baby. I don't mean no maybe, go man. Gonna find my baby. I'm gonna bang her home with me.
Wash your face and comb your hair. It's a fine time. Let's go. around the campfire light. A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
Yeah. She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
When we walk down the street, we don't care who sees you and me. Don't have to run, don't have to hide, 'cause we got something burning inside. We can fall.
Bet run, bet two. If that's the best y'all can do, bet three, bet four. I'll raise you two more.
The poker table was crowded and heavily enshrouded with the smoke of the players' cigars. They were drinking and smoking, snorting and coking, and being watched by two underworld czars. There were seven cats playing, but only three of them were staying, because the other four dudes had to fold. These three studs were hot and had one every pot, whilst the other cat's hands were cold. They were playing five-card draw and had one premature and just knew that they had it made. So we decided we'd liven up the pot by copping a squat, because we were much more harder to persuade. Big Bill Wheeler had been the dealer, along with Spongy and Shy. They had played it slick and used the Indian giver trick, then let the other four cats comply. We copped our squats, then anteed in the pot. The figure was set at a grand. We sat across from each other so we could dig one another and signal when we copped a hand. With our motions concealed, we each cut for the deal, then passed around the pack. First Spongy and I, then Bill Spoon and Shy, who was the first man to come up with a jack. Shy broke out a new deck, which I asked to inspect before we all embarked. I checked out the front sides and back, then let Spoon cut the pack, satisfied that the cards weren't marked. He shuffled and dealt with nerves like steel, commanding our quiet respect. After receiving my hand, I signaled to my man to open up indirect. Spoon coughed back twice, letting me know he was nice, sitting there with three of a kind. But first we'd have to lure them in and let them think they could win by making our attacks combine. Spongy opened for a grand and the play began, but not till they had paid the price, cause I quickly raised his bet with my jaws dead set, wearing a face like a sheet of ice. It was now on Bill to assert his will and call my raise of 20, but he ended his bout by copping out, saying, "That's buku bucks too many." Spoon diagnosed the effects as his turn came next, just like I expected him to. He then called my bet and Shy began to sweat, trying to figure out what he should do. He soon realized that he couldn't last, so he reluctantly passed, and it was now on Spongy again. After wiping away his sweat, he called my bet, then raised me another 10. But by now, we had cramped their style and had Spongy's mind beguiled, so he didn't know what to do. I then folded my hand according to plan, giving Spoon the green light cue. Spoon tripled his 10, and it was on Spongy again to call, raise, or die. The pressure was so great, he had to deliberate before he could give his reply. After a 5-minute stall, he finally called, saying, "I'll take two cards, my man." Spoon also took two, and the tension grew as to who had the better hand. Spoon soon signaled with a nod, indicating he had received a card he needed to make four of a kind. Meanwhile, Spongy had raised him another 10, saying, "It's on you, my friend," trying to put my man in a bind. But Spoon took it in stride as he quickly complied and dealt with the situation. He put his 10 G's in the pot, saying, "Now let's see what you got," without the slightest hesitation. Spongy laid down his hand, saying, "Four studs, my man," and reached over to scoop up the pot. But Spoon stopped him cold, saying, "It's about time you were told. Four bitches is what I got."
All right, that was Lightning Rod with "Four Bitches Is What I Got." Little play-by-play action right there. What else did we hear? We heard Jackie Me Too off his album "Keep on Dancing" with Juicebox. Can't go wrong with Jackie Me Too. Also, Dusty Springfield with a little "Love Power." We heard beautiful song, Curtis Mayfield, "Gypsy Woman." Love that track so much. Had to take a little pause there for some Curtis Mayfield. So great. We also heard another great tune, Cannonball Adderley with "Walk Tall." Alice Russell, "All Over Now." Marvin Gaye, "I Heard It Through the Grapevine." We heard some Shotgun Slim and some Wilson Pickett and some Otis Redding. Gene Brooks with "Fine Time" and Dr. John with "Traveling Mood." that about does it for me for this hour. Break Stereo. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I'm going to plug in for the next hour. We're going to play a repeat of Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys tribute, who died a year ago today. So that's going to be good. So thanks everyone for tuning in today, and stay tuned for another hour coming up. And I'll catch you guys next weekend. This is Esther Phillips with All the Way Down.
Out on the street, the summer heat. Boys playing games, changing their names, pulling tricks, getting their kicks. All the way down, let it run. It out. Trying everything now. Gotta check it out. Somebody said, you wanna blow? Why not? I ain't got no place to go. Meeting the stars in funky bars. Shiny cars and backdoor locks. Trying to hike for any other type of ride. It out. Girl, you wanna blow? Why not? I ain't got no place to go. Hit the fleet up and go all the way down. Let it run. Got to get off.
Can't go all the way down, way down, way down.